What up, what up, what up? You're now tuned in to the Progression Bar Podcast, man. I'm your host, 007, man, of the Fifth Ward Boys, Fifth Ward, Rap-A-Lot, Houston, Texas, whatever you want to call it. And I'm so glad, so elated that I'm here with you today. And, man, we're going to get started with this one because this one is a special show. Man, this week I lost my aunt. The apple of my eye, man. So, you know, this is dedicated to her, LaAndrew Barnes, which many know in Fifth Ward as Ann Barnes. And I celebrate for this. She died about 2 weeks ago and passed away, I guess I say that. And, man, it's been kind of rough on me. But I know that she was one of the ones, man, that was always upbeat. Everything, man. And so I'm going to do this for her, man. I'm going to do this for her. And now I'm going to get started with my thing, the Progression Podcast, man, where we speak liberation, education, and elevation. I was liberated from the street life, educated in the prison system, elevated once I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And you know my theme scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are brand new. If any man, me, you, him, her, whoever, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are brand new. 2 Corinthians 5:17, one of the verses that got me through all them years in prison. And now I'm here, right? The name of this show is called Picture Me Rolling. You remember that Tupac song, man, Picture Me Rolling. Flossing the Benz on rims that isn't stolen. It isn't stolen, right? I know it's dope being sold, but I ain't the one selling because you picture me rolling now. I'm legit, like he say. I'm legit. Free like OJ all day. Picture me rolling. Now, I got a scripture now. I got to go through this scripture, and I know it's probably a little longer than I usually do, but this scripture, I got to go through it. It's an Acts, man. It's an Acts. See, some parts of the Bible are sometimes unbelievable to some people, but you got to believe the whole Bible or none of it, right? So it's a little bit that you believe. I believe in all the Bible. So Acts 16:25, and I'm going to read it to you, right? It says about midnight. Well, let me give you. This is by Paul and Silas, right? And I'm going straight into this part. But before this part happened, Paul and Silas, man, they were beaten, they were flogged, they were doing. I'm not talking about, man, atrocious things to these brothers before they put them in prison, before they went to jail. If you go back in Acts and read right before this in Acts, you'll see that Paul and Silas went through some stuff, man. Went through some stuff before they were jailed. They were beaten and flogged, and man did some horrendous stuff to them. So, but I'm finna hop to this part because this part I have to this is the meat of my thing, right? About midnight, it's after the beating and stuff. Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Wait a minute. They were beaten atrociously, but at midnight, they were singing and praying to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. Listen to what I'm saying. Other people around there listening. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaking. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. At once, cuckoo, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Now, I got a little bit more to read, but while they were praying and singing hymns because of what they went through, some atrocious beatings, and then they still was praying and praising God in the midst of all that, and now they're in jail, and then God saw that, and he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shake this earth for them two dudes. You know what I'm saying? And at once, the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer, which is the CO, you know, that was on duty, he was told to watch them and don't let nobody escape, you know, because they was locked up. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought that the prisoners had escaped. But all of a sudden, Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. Hey, don't kill yourself. We all are here. Everybody that you see, you was in charge of, we here, man." Even though you see that. See, the jailer heard him too. The CO heard him too, right? The jailer called for the lights. "Hey, cut the lights on." Rushed in and fell trembling. He fell down because he saw the miracle. He saw what was happening. He saw what they were doing and what happened when they was doing it. So he fell upon Paul and Silas. This is what happened. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Simply, just a simple thing. They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Not only you, you and your household. You and your household will be saved." I'm not going to read that over again because it's kind of a long story. And it's a lot of y'all just got to research that, man. Paul and Silas, what will it take to make a jailhouse break? You know what I'm saying, man? It takes prayer. It takes hope. It takes believing in Jesus Christ, man. That's the only way I got out of prison, believing in Jesus Christ. They think that the door is open because of some paperwork, but it really wasn't. Picture me rolling, man. I was in that prison, man, and I was waiting for a day to get out. I was waiting for, I was in riots. I was in fights. I was in all kind of stuff in there, man. But you know what happened? I made a covenant with God. It's almost like a deal. I made a covenant with God that, "God, if you get me out of this, if I see the doors open, man, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to take my family and let them live for you. And they're going to see me in another light. I'm going to be a father to my children, a husband to my wife. I'm going to be a friend to my friends. I'm going to be an employee to my employers. I'm going to be an employer to my employees. I'm going to be what you want me to be, not what the streets want me to be, not what the end, trying to be a real end person in society, but what you want me to be. That's what I want to be." Picture me rolling. And I say that because it has so many connotations to it. It's some people that were back in the days when I was in prison, like some COs, some administrators, they looked at me as some wild animal, right? Even the judge, she said I was a threat to society and I had to be locked up, right? I was a threat to society, those people, right? So picture me rolling. I tell them now in my mind, I don't see them, but I say, picture me rolling now. Picture me rolling, y'all. Do you see me now? Can you see me? Am I clear to you? Hey, man, it's serious right now. I'm going to say a little thing now about when I was in there, picture me rolling. I was in there and I was praying to God that I would leave that place and be a better person than when I came in. And it happened. It happened. And I'm not bragging or none of that stuff. It happened. I'm a better person than I came in spiritually, mentally, physically, everything, right? Because I'm not destroying myself like I used to, right? Embracing the future. We have to embrace the future, right? First of all, we got to believe that there's a future. We got to believe that there's a future, that it ain't over, right? Tomorrow is still tomorrow, even if you're not in it, right? The person that plants the tree, knowing that they'll never see it grow, to heights, to the magnitude height, is the person I want to talk to. They know they may never see that, but let me plan it though. Let me plan it and get it started, right? So planning that in my head when I was in prison, hey man, you're going to get out one day. And then when you get out one day, you got to show your children the right way. You're not going to show your children how to be a G, how to praise capital G. That's what we gonna do. You know what I'm saying? That's the right thing to do, right? Because I grew up a screw up. I grew up in a neighborhood where glorification of gangsterism was the thing, right? We glorified those that went to prison. We didn't glorify those that went to college. And it's a way right now, it's happening like that now, but we have to change that. We have to change that. You know, when Willie gets out of prison, we throw him a party. But when Billy comes 4 years out of college, we say, oh, Billy think he better than everybody, right? So a lot of things we go through as what we go through right now is survivor's remorse. Sometimes I feel bad when I see dudes I went to school with. They're in a certain position that's not really, you know, the position that they want to be in, right? But it's not about the position that you want to be in. It's a position that God wants you in. God wants you a certain way. Because it got to go on. You got to yell stick, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do a podcast about that stick. You know, when they racing in the Olympics, you know what I'm saying? A person yells stick. It means that person that's running behind them in that relay, they passing that baton back to the next person, right? That's going to run on, just going to run some more. Stick, you know what I'm saying? That's what we got to do. We got to pass the baton to some people. I've been running a long time. I'm kind of tired. Now somebody got some energy. Hey, stick, pass it to them, and they run on, right? So we embracing the future, man. We all have a future. Either it's on this earth or it's in the earth to come, in the life to come, right? And so, you know, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in God. I believe in going to church. I don't believe that church is the end all be all because there's a lot of people in church going to bust hell wide open. But I believe in going to church because I like to be with the saints. I like the fulfillment of being there with everybody that want to, that's seeking God. Because if you're at church, I don't care what you're thinking. You're trying to seek something bigger than yourself. You're trying to fill a hole that's bigger than yourself, right? And you might not know it. You think you might be going there to serve some kind of other purpose, but it is a purpose that you serve, right? So embrace that future. Now, let me talk about this thing because I was talking about Paul and Silas, right? They embrace the future because they know, hey, we can make a jailhouse shape, you know what I'm saying, by praying and worshiping God right here. Now, I got to tell you about these little things about Paul and Silas now. This little thing about, I say that a lot. It comes from a mafia reference, you know what I'm saying? Because it's this thing of ours. It's like a little clique that we have, you know what I'm saying? This little thing of ours. I got homeboys right now that seek God, that seek God's face, and they do that thing because they're looking to go to heaven. They're looking to send their children to heaven. They're looking to do some great things, right? This little thing of ours, man, is so cool because, you know, somebody can tell you when your slip is hanging, man. They can say, hey, man, that's not the right move, man. Hey, man, you talk to that person real wrong, man. Hey, I think you need to apologize. Those kind of things, showing accountability, you know, we have accountability partners now in this little thing of ours, right? We don't let people just go off the roof, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't let people just have a wreck when we know they're about to crash. This little thing of ours, man, we look out for each other, man. I saw some cats at the funeral yesterday, man, and it was so touching to me that I didn't even talk to them about the funeral, but they came. You know what I'm saying? They supported me because they know my aunt was a big part of my life. They know that, right? So in this little thing of ours, we support each other through the good, through the bad. We uplift each other, and that's what we do, right, in this little thing of ours, right? This is what I want to talk about, being vindictive. Being vindictive. Now, in that verse that I had, right, I was telling you about when the doors flew open and everybody was loose, the chains fell off and all that stuff. The CO, the jailer, man, he woke up and he was like, oh, man, golly. You know what? I'm going to get killed anyway. They might torture me anyway for this, you know, for these dudes, man. So I'm going to go kill myself, man. He drew his sword and said, I'm going to kill myself, right? Paul and Silas, them, they didn't say, yeah, go kill yourself. Yeah, you was one of the ones. You was one of them. They wasn't being vindictive, man. They not being vindictive. They were being like, you know what? Even though he was on that side, maybe he don't know no better. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to tell them, hey, we all here, dog. Hey, we here. Hey, don't kill yourself, though. But we know what we just did and what you just seen is going to change your heart. We already know. We ain't going to be vindictive because guess what? They just gained another soldier on our side. As it went on, he say, man, he walked them out. Now, think about this. They were still in prison. He walked them out, and then he asked them, man, what must I do to be saved? Excuse me. They said, believe in Jesus. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. You and your household, right? A lot of us, we don't know the story of Jesus. We don't understand that kind of part. It's kind of over our head because we sometimes get talked to by some people that think they're so high and mighty today, they really want to explain it to you. They'll be telling you in a King James Version. I don't know what's going on. But I try to dumb it down for those that don't know. Like when I was talking to my wife yesterday and we was talking about yoke is easy, unequally yoked and all that stuff. A lot of people don't understand that word, right? So it's something that you got to really break down. Really, like when I explain to people about the yoke, you know, on the oxen, the wooden thing that was on them, it was a burden on them. But God says, my yoke is easy. It means my burden is light. It's small. It's nothing when you're with me, right? Even though you still going to have the problem, right? It's easy with me. But don't be vindictive, man. People that been against you for years and years and years, when you see them fall, don't laugh. Don't try to say he get that. That's what he get. Hey, man, uplift that person, man. I just did a podcast about uplift. Don't tear down, uplift. Right? So picture me rolling, man. All this in picture me rolling, man. You got to be real. You got to be steadfast, man. You got to be upfront. Now, my last thoughts, man, it's been a good day, man. My last thoughts, hey, I'm on Apple. I'm on all that stuff. Spotify, man, look me up and you can get this word right here, these words right here. I'm going to go through the three B's, man, the three B's. Now, if you're riding in your car, you can rewind this because I might, you know, pass you up a little bit, right? Three B's. We have to have the three B's in life. The first is balance, right? Too much of anything will throw you off, right? You got to balance your life, man, right? If you act a certain way, if you're doing a certain thing too much, because water is good, but too much water will drown you. Right? We use fire to cook our food and stuff like that. We use fire to clean stuff. We use fire, but too much fire will kill you. Right? You have to have a balance. Balance in life. I'm talking about even the things that you do. Like I told you to do, I had a guy named Marshall. He used to tell me, he used to say, you got two things in life. You got responsibilities and you got obligations. What you need to do is handle your responsibilities. Your responsibilities is to yourself and to the people that you've brought into this world. You are responsible for them people, right? And if you went before God and man and then proposed and said, you know, I'm gonna marry this woman, that's a responsibility as well. But the obligations, like you're obligated to do certain things, well, man, I suppose to take him to work. It's not your responsibility to take nobody to work, right? So you got to balance yourself, right? You can do it, but balance yourself. That's one of the B's, the three B's. Now we have another one. Breaks. Take breaks. Hey, man, you put too many apps on this phone right here. You put too many apps on there, man. It's going to crash. Man, it's going to crash. You are the same way, man. You got to take a break, man. I like to travel. And when I travel, man, I like to take a break. This last little break I had, I went to a beach house and I was on the beach, but I stayed in the house. I didn't go anywhere. When I got to that beach house and I parked myself in that house, I never left. I was there the whole time, right? For days and days. Now, my wife, my kids, all of them, they went to amusement things and to beaches and all that stuff, but I never left that house. Because I took a break. My mind needed a break. And I took that break, right? So you got to have balance. You got to take breaks. And you got to have boundaries. This is the most important one. You got to have boundaries, man. I told a friend the other day, hey, man, my no game has gotten impeccable. I got to the point, man, I got to say no a lot. And no is a complete sentence. I don't have to explain myself why I'm not doing it, right? So, like, I don't even rap no more. Even though I love rap, I love hip-hop, I'm a student of hip-hop, man. You know, I grew up in hip-hop. But I don't rap anymore. Because, and then when people ask me, I say, no, I'm not doing it. Because that's not what I'm on. I have boundaries now, right? And I'm not just talking about boundaries with hip-hop secular. I'm talking about boundaries of what I don't want to do, right? I don't want to, and other stuff, I ain't going to shame myself. I'm not going to shame my family. I'm not going to shame the gospel. I'm not going to shame God. Amen. I have boundaries now, and you need to have boundaries, man. Set boundaries. Have balance, take breaks, and have boundaries, and man, your life will be much better. I'm telling you. Boundaries, boundaries, man. Don't let somebody talk you into something that you know ain't cool. You know it's not cool, but don't let them do it, man. How things starts off is how it's going to be. I used to tell Gifted that, and he said, man, I don't believe that. And 95% of the time, he used to see that. Sometimes, you know, well, I'm going to tell you like this. It says, a house built on a crooked foundation will always lean. The first thing is the foundation. And if it's crooked, it's going to lean later on. You're going to have problems later on. So get it started the right way. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Right? Man, I'm so glad y'all had this. I had this time with y'all, man. I ain't going to lie, man. Picture me rolling, man. I like to go back over this, man. Because, hey, Acts 16, 25. Keep reading, man. It's talking about Paul and Silas in prison, how they made the jailhouse shake and quake with their praise and stuff, man. Y'all got it. And how the jailer, he even seen a man wanted to kill himself and said, oh, man, no. Y'all, he said, no, don't do that, man. We got you, man. Hey, man, how do I get like y'all, man? You got to believe in Jesus Christ, man, and your whole family will be saved, man. You and your family will be saved, you know, and you got to embrace the future, man. Those that are behind bars, those that have gotten out and then say they don't know if it'll be a way, man, through Josiah's house. Go to josiahshouse.com, man. Send us a message. Man, we here to help you, man. We here to help you, right? Like, you got to embrace the future and we're going to help you. And this little thing of ours, man, this little thing of ours, man, I love it, man. I love to have accountability because, man, it lifts me up. It makes me not crash, man. It makes me be a better person, man. And I don't be vindictive, man. I lift up and I don't say, man, see that? That's what you get. No, I don't do that, man. Let's uplift our brothers, man. My last thoughts was the three B's, man. Three B's was balance, breaks, and boundaries, man. Balance, breaks, and boundaries. That's what we got to have, man. We got to have balance, breaks, and boundaries, man. Hey. The Progression Podcast, man. I'm so elated and so glad for the new listeners, man. The new people on YouTube, man. And go to the YouTube page, The Progression Podcast, man. Subscribe to us. Hit the notification bell, man. And every time I put a new one out, you're going to hear it, man. I'm going to say something, man. I know something because I hear it too. I'm going to say something that resonates with you, man, that resonates. You know what I'm saying? That you can feel, right? So shout out, man. I want to give a super salute to all the people that supported our family, the Barnes family, the Jackson family yesterday, man. I want to send a super salute to all y'all, man. All the cousins that I saw, man, and aunts and uncles I haven't seen in years, man. And it was so good to see y'all yesterday at the funeral, man. And like I said, this episode was dedicated to my aunt and Barnes And she was such an inspiration to my life, and she was a fuel motivator, you know what I'm saying, in my life. And I just like to thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for having me. And y'all keep listening, man. The Progression in the Podcast, like Diddy said, man, I won't stop, can't stop. And we out.